Adelaide born, 1954, born in the suburbs.
South Australian vet e-learning community has just experienced its annual E-Days event. There was some discussion about the name E-Days and what it might mean to people from other realms, but I'd like to say that the word E-Days was used as the brand name for this event about 5 years ago, when certain substances for recreational use were not so much part of the backdrop of everyday life for a certain section of the community. So we're sticking with the name E-Days. It was a great event and really well run, with lots of engaging presentations. Principal among them was the keynote speaker Howard Rheingold, who's been brought out to Australia by Education AU. Like a rhinestone cowboy. Howard, if you ever get to hear this, forgive me for that trite aside, but I'm sure thousands of people around the world who've been familiar with that old song, Rhinestone Cowboy, think of it when they hear your name. I certainly did, way back in about 1997, when I first started to explore the whole area of e-moderation. And I was reading a lot of material about the role of the online facilitator or e-moderator, and I came across this description of the e-facilitator being a host. And that was Howard's word that he thought best describes the role of the online facilitator. It struck a chord with me back then, and it still does. So it was great to finally meet a person who has had some influence in my approach to the whole area of e-learning and e-moderation. Howard, I think, was originally a journalist, is tagged as a futurist. He's a long-time internet commentator. He first wrote on virtual communities in 1987, believe it or not, and is now, in recent times, a lecturer in virtual communities at Stanford Uni. I'm just going to present a number of thoughts that he left us with, in no particular order. One of the things he said, the locus of responsibility for verifying facts has shifted from the author to the reader in this world of new social media. And this echoes the comment that Stephen Downes has made about the new nature of publishing, where in the pre-Web 2 world, material was vetted and approved before it was published. But in the Web 2 world of personal publishing, content is vetted after the fact. That is, it's published first and reviewed once it's published. So Howard Rheingold was suggesting that, as this is now the case in so much of the material that's been produced and published on the internet, it's even more crucial that we teach the skills of critical thinking. He talked about the moral panic that's moving its way through the Western world, or the world that has become familiar with MySpace and Facebook and all the other Web 2 sites, and quoted the figure of 90% of child sex offences, that is, sex abuse crimes against children, are, from whatever data source you care to check, always comes out that 90% of these offences are committed by neighbours, friends, or families. And he's quite indignant at the fact that vast amounts of money are being spent in many countries to try and curb the more distasteful side of what's appearing on Web 2 sites. And a recent case in point in Australia, of course, is the $64 million that the Australian government has spent to promote child safety and security on the internet. Howard Rheingold, as the young 15-year-old Tom Wood here in Australia, also suggests that that $64 million would be better spent counselling people who have had direct experience with unwarranted advances from neighbours, friends and family members. And the whole question of sex abuse as a consequence of the internet is a drop in the ocean. He said that MySpace users were creating publics. They're participating in cultural production. This is in direct opposition to what Andrew Keen, author of the recent book the cult of the amateur, how the internet is killing our culture. It was interesting to hear him talk, or rather the terms he used, the term he used mostly to describe the world of production of content or personal publishing on the internet was participatory media. And it just occurred to me that there are a number of different phrases being used to describe this phenomenon. We hear of social media, we hear of new media, we hear of distributed media. But Howard's preferred term is participatory media. And he, like many people, blogs. And he candidly said he's not quite sure why. He thinks it's a combination of exhibitionism and community spirit. A comment on Second Life. He, like many of us, have spent time looking at Second Life and examining its value for educational endeavours. And he just asked the question whether or not the amount of time required to become competent in Second Life outweighs any pedagogical advantages it may have. Now, for the meantime, I've certainly decided that I don't have the time to be involved in Second Life in any meaningful way. I don't negate or disagree for 1 minute that there is value, but it was nice to hear someone present it in that fashion, because it does take so much time to become proficient in the environment before you can do anything useful. In closing, it was just really nice to hear someone say so many things that I guess I would also say if I was presenting on a similar topic, and I know many of my colleagues around Australia would say the same things. And in conversation with Carol McCulloch after the event, we wondered, of course, why so many people in Australia who would share similar views to Howard, but with nothing like the international profile, might be able to do return journeys to the United States, for example, to basically spread the same message that people like Howard and other international speakers who are frequently from the United States bring when they come to this country. But that's a minor whinge. It was great to hear him speak. It was great to meet him, finally, and it was certainly well received by people at the E-Days event. He did a plenary and then he did a series of workshops, and in the spirit of inclusion in his workshops, most of the time was spent engaging the audience in good, healthy dialogue. Congratulations to all concerned, those behind the scenes at E-Days. It was a great event.